Welcome back, everybody, to the Apartment B21 podcast. This is episode 10 today. Super exciting. 2.5 months. And yeah, that's it. That's the end of the podcast. See you guys. Bye. No.
It's really been that long.
Yeah. It's been 10 weeks now. Episode 10.
Episode 10. All right. So this is our 10 episode anniversary. Let's reminisce real quick. Episode. You guys remember when we first tried to start this podcast?
Yeah, the 3 unreleased episodes because of...
I think it was 2.
It's 2.
Okay, 2. It's 2. Unreleased episodes because of editing issues.
Mm-hmm. It was more so audio issues that I didn't know how to fix. Granted, the stuff that I know how to do now, I could probably implement in the same way to fix the problems, but problems persisted and I didn't know what I was doing at the time. I also didn't have the editing software that I do now to have done it. But I'll take the L there. Those are unreleased, and I've deleted them from my computer, so we will never hear those, ever.
Wow. I remember they were, we like, I think we talked like for at least an hour.
The first one was the best one.
Yeah, the first one was really good.
I'm not going to lie.
Like an hour, all the topics were good. Then the second one, I didn't think it was that good. So I'm kind of glad the second one never happened, but the first one, dude, it was so good.
I've listened to both of them, so the first one definitely was... It was good. We were consistent the whole time talking, but the thing about it was we switched so many topics so often. It was like at least 20 different topics within the span of an hour.
But it was also smooth though.
It was a clean
smoother
run.
Than like, your brain, Ryan.
For the first time that we had done it, it was smooth run. You know, like we were virgins and it was a great time. You know, for the first time. Not as smooth of a run as, actually, no. It definitely was a smoother run than it was now. 100%.
It was weird how like smooth it was.
Well, yeah, I think we were just all so excited to do it, except for but yeah, we were all pretty excited.
I think it was the fact that like, it all seemed so perfect. Like we were in person, coronavirus was not a thing. We were in person and like, I got this table. We were all 3 like at the table. Me and you were on one side, and then Mav was on the other.
Next time, if we do...
We were on opposite sides, and Mav was to the left.
Whenever we finally get to do it in person, I will 100%, like... I think we should probably get a bigger space as far as, like, desk space to be sitting at. That way, we're not so far apart. But, I mean, it's not that bad. I mean...
I think maybe a circle...
No, a circle would be fine. I think that's fine. I just think we need a bigger circle is all.
Mm-hmm. I can picture a really cool setup, like mics coming from the center of the desk, like with like the mic arms like we all have and like going outwards diagonal. But the thing with the circle is we could add a chair and boom, we have room for a guest. Hopefully one day we can make that happen. That'd be amazing.
Right. We'll put the guest in the middle and he'll have a swivel chair like a doctor's office and we'll put him on the spot.
There's just something nice about like having conversations like this, like that we have during these podcasts in person, like face to face.
Yeah, it's soothing. Which
it's definitely like a different.
I don't remember the last time I had like a face to face conversation with you guys.
Yeah, I mean the last time I did it was you throwing some clothes off your balcony at me.
So that doesn't count though. Like I'm talking about like just chilling and talking. Like
well, that's yeah. I mean you're right. I think the last time that we really did that was that time we went to that one bar, the pizza place.
Yeah, that might have been it. Like, man,
that was like 6 months ago, 6-7 months ago.
No, it wasn't that long.
Yeah, it had to have been February.
Yeah, no, it's been a while, man. Corona happened in March.
Oh, I guess you're right. Yeah, February.
So I mean, look, I'm waiting for it to end, but at this rate, it's probably gonna be next year.
It's not gonna end.
It's gonna be shitty.
I don't know what to say anymore.
I think it's like eventually you're just gonna get to the point where people are just gonna like. Have to just like be super careful about everything they do and like still hang out with their friends.
It should already be at that point.
Well, I know a lot of people are, but I think like eventually it's going to 100% be like that, and I don't care. That's fine with me. Some people just think that's literally taking away their freedom or whatever, but like,
whatever. Speaking of that, we're gonna ban TikTok before having a mandatory mask mandate.
Yeah, that was gonna be our first topic before we got on this this thing about our 10th anniversary episode. But yeah, so what's your take on this? I know Log, that was a big platform for you.
It really wasn't huge for me in the beginning, like before, around like my first 5,000 followers, it like kind of helped me. But after that, it was like I kind of just stopped doing it because it's for what I do, like brand stuff. It is so hard to be super consistent with it because like there's only so many original ideas, and then like people just stop caring about that kind of shit.
Right.
Like the brand thing was really cool in the beginning, and like that helped a lot of people in the beginning. But nowadays, like there's just so many brands on TikTok that people, they don't care if it's cool or not. Like they'll just skip it.
Right. Yeah. That's kind of, I see what you mean.
Like from a consumer perspective, whenever I see like brand TikToks, I look at them because like I'm like, well, just what are they doing? Like how are their designs? Like how is like the quality of stuff they're producing? And like then how many followers do they have on TikTok? Like what kind of TikToks are they making? Like how is it working for them? And like do I agree with it? If that makes sense.
No, I know exactly.
Like if they have like decent stuff and like a crazy amount of followers, and like I look at their content and they're like, oh, free shirt. They're not getting any sales, but it's whatever.
Yeah, I mean, look, TikTok is, I mean, it is what it is. And I think it's kind of weird that the government's stepping in the first place to do it. But I guess we did some very relaxed research, okay, about the reasoning as to why they're doing it. And I guess the company is basically 100% owned by Chinese entities, which I didn't know that. I thought that they were run here and that, like, somebody owned, like, some Chinese company owned 49% of it. But apparently a Chinese company owns 49% of it, and the other 51 is owned by the Chinese government themselves.
Hmm.
So I can understand the U.S. government's
China
take on it. I mean, look, it is what it is. They're kind of, Trump's kind of pushing on Microsoft to basically just to buy it outright 100%. I think that's more or less the story here, is that they're saying a company's got to buy them out 100% or they're still going to put the ban on.
Here's the thing. Here's what's going to happen. Instagram announced an application called Reels. I don't know if it's Instagram Reels or just Reels, but it's TikTok.
Yeah, it's literally their clone. It's like it's
Instagram's TikTok clone, which like means it's owned by Facebook. Facebook owns every single like app, or well, not every single app, but all the big apps except for Twitter. Like Facebook owns them. So it's going to be successful, and I'm ready for it. I'm definitely pretty much just going to copy paste everything I've done on TikTok
there
and move it over there. Any successful video that I've had that is not like promoting a specific piece of clothing that is no longer available, I'll probably just re-upload it there.
Yeah, that's fair. I mean, look, that I hadn't even heard that they were doing that until recently. I watched a video on it the other day. What I've seen though is a lot of people like just going through my feed on TikTok is everybody saying I'm going to YouTube. I'm going to be on YouTube.
Okay.
So,
for all the brands, all the brands are making videos like that saying follow me on Instagram. And like that might get you a lot of followers on Instagram right now. So like I probably should make a video like that on TikTok, but I have zero motivation to do shit on TikTok. I don't even watch TikToks anymore unless like I'll go like a week without watching them and spend like an hour or something just scrolling through TikTok and seeing a bunch of funny shit. Like there's a bunch of funny shit on TikTok, but now that I don't really do it for my brand anymore, I'm not really on TikTok.
Between my sister and my girlfriend, they both just send me shit all day. I'm at least on the app once a day. If not more.
Yeah, I was about to say, dude. And more.
Sometimes there's some funny shit I see, and I just feel like I need to post it. I need to share.
Usually
I'll
just go on there to like and comment on my friends, my brand friends' stuff. So
how nice.
Right.
Give them a little
bump.
What
a supportive guy.
I try, man.
That's Log right there.
I try to support my creative friends.
Hey, I want to switch it up real quick, Mav. So, you know a thing or two about Stonk.
Barely.
I feel like, so he really sells himself short. Now, he says he barely knows anything. I've just been listening over the past, I don't know, 6 months to a year of him talking about Stonk, like heavy, and he's made some very good calls here and there, but he's been a little scared to do what he needed to do. You make big plays on Monday?
Huh?
You make big plays Monday?
Yeah, man. Yeah. I'll throw all in. I'll go all in on something.
Bet.
That has there, like a 0.001% chance of winning.
There was two chances that you had to do that this week.
No.
One. You're like a prophet, dude. You're like the oracle. All right. You say it and it just happens. I've heard it like 3 or 4 times in the past few weeks.
I've gotten lucky these past couple times. That's it.
I think you need to just take a big baller move and go in there. Be like 3-4-3, okay? Go out there with something that's not finished and show people. Okay. But make the unfinished thing your bank account. Halo Craig Finesse. I've seen some killer memes.
I don't know why they made the brutes so smooth in Halo Infinite. Like, in Halo 2 and 3, bro, they're hairy. Like, they mimic apes. Hello? And in Halo Infinite, bro, it's just like he's a bald nutsack.
That's so funny. You know, I'm out.
You didn't hear anything I said. All right.
What happened was we heard Halo Craig Finette something. You cut out for about 10 seconds at least, and then said smooth like a nutsack.
Okay.
That's what I heard.
Yeah, for the listeners, they'll pick up on that. But no, it was funny. It was almost like a clean cut. It's like you said, you were like, I don't know why he's so. Then 10 seconds goes on, and then it goes so smooth like a nutsack.
All right. Yeah. There was speech in between. But I mean, I guess it works both ways.
It works, but the thing is, in the podcast they'll hear everything.
Oh yeah, it's a little.
So it'll just be it'll be like you talking, and then Ryan's like hello, and I'm like hello, while you're talking.
Discord's been having some issues recently.
Yeah, Discord.
Probably from everybody staying home using it.
I mean, I guess. I mean, I don't know how many servers they have, but I like to assume at this point they have the bandwidth to handle the servers that they have, you know.
No, I know, but like there's definitely like hotspots. I mean, I wouldn't say they have like the strength to keep it up at full capacity at all times. So, I mean, when hotspots happen.
No, bro, they probably prioritize their
nitro
30 boost nitro server, 30 plus boost nitro
server. $60 a month nitro server boost.
I guarantee you there's like some people that have like some servers have like hundreds, if not thousands, of boosts because they have so many users in them.
Yeah, I know. It's cool for the people who can. I think it'd be cool to open this up if we had the fan base for it, to open up this so people can listen in potentially.
Well, so far a lot of our fan base is in our Discord.
That's
our good friends.
That's fair. That's fair.
Yeah, I could kiss
all of them. We do have a couple people that I don't see the user base, but I see who, like, demographics.
Yeah, locations.
And there's been a couple people from, like, Canada, Ireland, and it's like their numbers are staying consistent as far as the percentages.
Have you ever thought about it, somebody with a VPN?
Man, it could be, but, like, motherfucker, I hope not. It's kind of cool.
Sorry to shit on your dreams right there, man, but...
Man, we just try to make it big in the podcast game one day.
I don't think I have any homies that are smart enough to use a VPN, so I'm gonna assume they're Canadian.
I'm the only person I know that uses a VPN.
Well, if you have ExpressVPN, then you can just do one click.
Shut the fuck up. This is not sponsored. I'd love to be sponsored. Okay. I'd love to be sponsored by them if they're ever listening to this. All right.
Editor, just bleep it out. Just bleep it out.
They're not. That's me, motherfucker. I'll keep it in because But. That'd be cool one day, but no, I definitely.
Are you sending like, for ExpressVPN right now?
I would be, dude. I love their service. MeUndies, hit me up too. I have so many of your underwear. It'd be cool. I'd like to branch away from our singular sponsor. That's basically just a free sponsor, and I appreciate the free sponsor. Believe me, but. I'd like one day for us to be able to, you know, I mean, clearly Logan has his thing and he's doing really well to where that's his full-time job now. I'd like to be able to do something like that with this at some point, you know? One,
of course,
one sponsorship at a time, one listener at a time. On the topic of Halo, so I guess I was told earlier today, and I don't know enough about this, which is my fault. I'm a shitty podcast host this week, guys. I didn't do enough this research. Week? Apparently Halo Infinite's multiplayer is going to be free to play.
Yep. I saw that.
Can you, Mav, you know a little bit more about it. Can you talk to me about that? What do you know about it?
They pretty much said Halo should be for everybody. It's going to be free to play.
So the campaign is what we'll all be paying for. Does that, so am I?
I just hope they don't turn this into something like some stupid ass, like loot box. That's how you get money. Like that. I just hope that it's.
Microsoft's making too much money off of their Game Pass anyways. I don't think they would go that route. Like, granted, they did in Halo 5, okay, but it was stuff that you could get in-game at the same rarity more often than not.
Let's see. Yeah, here's the tweet. Halo is for everyone. We can confirm Halo Infinite multiplayer will be free-to-play and will support 120 FPS on the Xbox Series S.
I mean that's cool. I guess it's gonna include a battle pass. I'm really confused by the play there. I mean, I know they want to get more people into it because it is gonna be on PC, it is gonna be on Xbox, all right, and they want to get as many people in it as possible. But like, how are they gonna hold on to people? Because I don't think everybody's gonna just like be onto it for just normal Halo multiplayer. Do you think, due to the open sandbox idea of the campaign, that they're gonna be doing some sort of battle royale?
I imagine 100% they're going to do some sort of battle royale. Unfortunately, I don't want them to turn Halo into what Call of Duty was turned into.
What is that?
It's a pay-to-win $60 AAA game.
Hey, yeah. Now that's where I'll stop you. All right, maybe that's how Black Ops turned out, and that sucks because Black Ops was a fantastic series up until the end of 3 and into 4. 'Cause 4 was literally a pile of shit. All right. But Modern Warfare, the reboot, has no pay-to-win aspects except for the stupid laser bullets or whatever you can buy with that one skin pack. All right? That's the only thing that I dislike about the game. Everything else is not pay-to-win. There's guns that you can get in the Battle Pass, but even if you don't buy the Battle Pass, you can still unlock them by doing, I don't want to say quests, but basically, like, it'd be like the one I was looking at earlier that I missed from like 10 battle passes ago, is like you get 3 kills in a smoke, like while enemies are in a smoke screen or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
15 in 15 different games. So like they have challenges that you can do to unlock the weapons. So no weapon is blocked by a paywall. It's all just cosmetic, with the exception of, like I said, those tracer bullets, which they don't really do a whole bunch. You don't pop up on the map or anything. They just stick to you, and you look like a fucking Christmas tree when you get shot. But you die pretty quickly anyway.
Oh,
so it's
I've
like,
seen those. Yeah. I was like, what are these green bullets I'm getting shot with?
Yeah, I mean, that's the only thing that's you have to pay for. And other than that, the game is fantastic, because we've been playing the fuck ton out of that, and I absolutely love Warzone. It just hits so different. I know I probably said this last week, and maybe even the week before that. Warzone's fantastic. All right, and nobody's gonna take it away from me. but going back to Halo, I think I'd be okay. I'd be down with a Halo Battle Royale if they could do it different. You know, I don't want to just drop in on a Halo ring, grab me a Warthog, and just fight people.
Could you imagine having an entire Halo people? Ring, just open world, man?
I know for a fact it's not gonna be like that. Like I said last week, it's more than likely going to be open world sectors in the campaign, and then they might have different, if they're doing a battle royale, you know, which if they're going to, they're going to only have a few more, I don't know, 3 months to announce it at this point, which, I mean, they could. They've been working on this game for a minute now. It's Halo 5 came out in, what, 2015?
So yeah, it's been five, six years, something like that.
Look, I think despite the clear graphical issues that we saw, which 343's come out and said that was a early build, which that could be fair. That could have been the build they were going to show off earlier this year at E3.
I didn't see any graphical errors. Right.
I don't think it was bad.
It looked pretty smooth.
Okay, I was going to say, it wasn't bad. it could have been cleaner. It's just not what you expect from
It looked like a Halo. Downgrade from the most recent Halo that came out
5 years ago. And this is on a new engine with new hardware. So it didn't seem like it wasn't Infinite, you know? It wasn't what it was hyped up to be. Ooh. But that being said, it's going to probably look fantastic when it comes out, and I'm excited to be able to play it on PC rather than Xbox. Not that I hate on the Xbox people, because I absolutely love my Xbox, but playing a brand new Halo game on PC is kind of like a creme de la creme of an Xbox player. You know, that's what most people probably wanted for the longest time, is having a brand new Halo game on PC. For those who care about Halo, sorry, Log.
Halo just
sits home. I'm going to play it because it's free to play. I'm not buying the campaign, no fuck that.
But yeah, if they're trying to charge $60 for just a campaign, they're going to get my money one way or the other.
Here's what I think they might try to do is I don't know if they'll do $60 for the campaign. Maybe they'll have other things like, you know, you can do Forge, you can do all this and all that, but I don't think it's just going to be campaign.
I'd hope not. I hope that everything else, like, say, Firefight.
Yeah.
Or maybe they'll have some sort of bonus thing besides multiplayer. Maybe then it'll be more worth it. It just, I don't know, something about, you know, $60 for just a campaign. I mean, I guess we pay for that elsewhere, but, you know, it's not something you expect, like, because sure as shit, Black Ops 4 did it. And I regret spending every ounce of my money on that game because of it.
Yeah, man, I bought the like $100 special edition and
so that you can get the zombies maps.
Played it once, twice, and haven't played it again. So
yeah, your game just kept crashing, and then like we just no, maybe it wasn't that it was crashing. It wouldn't let you update it.
No. I could update it. Just my living situation at the time, my internet was satellite internet over Wi-Fi. Oh, yeah. So it would take me about 2 days to do the 30 gigabyte updates.
Yeah, and that kind of makes it unplayable. Maybe I'm just remembering Black Ops 4 in a bad way. I just know personally that I didn't like what I was playing compared to like Black Ops 3. It just seemed like a reskin, and they added some elements that were kind of, you know, pee pee poo poo, you know, like having to heal, like you couldn't just naturally heal.
That was pretty bad.
They did bring that back in Modern Warfare in the form of like stims.
Yeah, but you at least naturally heal over time.
You do, right.
Instead of having to have a whatchamacallit to heal yourself.
Yeah, you're right.
So Halo Battle Royale, that'd be cool. I never played Halo though, so I don't know what that'd be like.
Oh man, I don't know.
Halo multiplayers are traditionally really good. Halo 5 multiplayer I thought was really good. So if they do the multiplayer similar to how they did it there, I think they're good. I think the only thing complaint people had with Halo 5 was
rec packs.
Campaign.
Campaign was trash. And then
nobody liked rec packs.
And the fact that rec packs existed, I did not like.
Which they couldn't be used in standard multiplayer. They could be used in only one game mode. But still.
How does it compare to Destiny 1 Crucible?
Halo multiplayer is a classic. It's
smooth.
It's smooth. You got to realize that 343 wasn't just a new studio that came out of nowhere and took over the game. Like they're made of mainly ex-Bungie employees and like other from other studios. So it's a studio that's built around people who are Halo fans at their core and people who have worked on the games in the past. Mm-hmm. A lot of the head people there are ex-Bungie employees that worked on some of the first games. So the multiplayer plays very similarly across all of them, except Halo 5. They really changed it up. They added features that I think a lot of people liked. In Halo 5, like, you couldn't aim down sights in Halo games, except for on certain weapons, until this last one.
Yeah, then they added an ADS for everything.
Yeah, I mean,
which
the multiplayer is fun. I wouldn't say that it compares anything at all like Destiny.
Really? No.
I think it compares more like, I can't compare it, actually. Nothing really plays like
that. What if they made a Destiny like Battle Royale?
I wouldn't play it.
I don't know. I don't think they would do that. I think that's out of the realm for that game.
You think so?
I don't think they would ever do it. They have a good PC console fan base that likes what they have going on. I mean, people get triggered at the fact that they don't put out a lot of content, or when they do put out content, it's very slow, like spread out. You know how they just do it in bits, which is cool. And maybe some of that was Activision's doing. But you know, the way they're doing stuff now seems to work. Some people have been complaining about them vaulting old content, which is, that's one thing. I get why people don't want to have their stuff that they've paid for in the past put away. But at the same time, they're not playing the things that they're putting away. They're taking user data to determine what people are playing, what matches people leave, and they're saying, nobody wants to touch this, so it's going.
I have a very strong opinion. I get it, but that's all I'm gonna say.
I know you do. A lot of it, and if I'm correct, you can prove me wrong. You can tell me I'm wrong, but a lot of it is having to buy new content every time.
Right? That's part of it. Yeah. So. One, the base game was trash of Destiny 2. Destiny 1 wasn't terrible, and I thought Destiny 1 was very fun.
Let's slow our roll just a little bit, because you did play a lot of base game Destiny 1, and you seemed to like it for the most part in the beginning.
Yeah, I like Destiny 1. That's not what we're talking about. No, Destiny 2? No, I did not like it.
Yeah, because you definitely played it on console with me, and then you played it on... No, you didn't play it on console. I played with other people. Played on PC with me for a while when it came out.
I ran through the game and did the raids and everything, and then realized, wow, this is like an empty shell with the name Destiny on it. There's just not much actual content. The raids felt like they were pretty crappy. Exotics didn't feel exotic. They didn't do nearly as, you know, nice stuff as
Destiny 1.
Yeah, Destiny 1. They felt pretty cheap and like they weren't worth the grind. And then even like the DLC, so like I bought, because I thought, you know, it'd be a great game, so I bought the $100 version where it came with like the first season pass and all that. And the first DLCs still felt so underwhelming. So
poopy. They're so bad.
Like the raids, I don't even want to call them raids that they added. You could run through them in like 30 minutes, and they did not give you any rewarding things. It just wasn't a good game.
That ain't no raid.
I didn't think it was a good game. And then they started announcing that, every year we're going to have a season pass that you have to pay to get stuff, and then they came out and said, we're gonna just start vaulting everything that you paid for before.
Now, look, that vaulting stuff is now, that game came out in 2017. This is 3 years later. This is a year after the Bungie-Activision split. Alright? I will say that they have done a lot better at making sure content comes out more regularly. When they have to do,
it doesn't
like,
have to come out regularly, it has spacer. To be good. That's what my concern is.
The content has been good, though. Like, from what I've played leading up to now, for the most part, it has been good. All right, there's nothing that I have played that's like super, like, I don't think anything's gonna hit the same way that OG Destiny 1 DLCs did, but at the same time, they follow the same exact path that they did with that game with Destiny 2. They did exactly though in the beginning.
I don't really think so.
Destiny 1 came out. They had two DLCs. Now those first two DLCs were great.
Yeah, that's the difference. That had good content. Right?
And then that's my point. My point here is that they followed the same DLC path. The DLC just wasn't that good in the beginning for Destiny 2. It didn't live up. It didn't follow the same path as in like.
I don't think it was a complete game until Forsaken came out, and by then there was already what, like 3 or 4 DLCs out, and that was like an entire expansion. So I mean, I don't think you should have to pay $200 worth of DLC to get a full $60 AAA game, but that's just my opinion, I guess.
No, I mean, I know exactly what you're talking about. I mean, you're right, it shouldn't be that deep, but it's at this point, at its core, is exactly what WoW is. It's exactly what
WoW. WoW expansions have way more content than
that. I understand they have more content in their DLCs. I'm just saying that the way they release them is very similarly, where it's they're now releasing just a singular DLC once a year.
We'll have to
basically releases a new game every 2 years.
Yeah, we'll have to agree to disagree there, Ryan.
Yeah. You guys haven't played WoW, so I'm not gonna let you.
I mean, I'm no
talk
I'm,
about it when you don't know about
I'm,
it.
I'm not, I'm saying in favor of WoW that their expansions are huge.
I'm talking about Ryan. Like, the claims that he's making, they're not true.
For people that don't know, Logan has put in a lot of time into WoW.
I'm not saying that they're the same thing as WoW. I'm just saying that their release schedules and how they're doing it, and then the game that they're trying to build at this point is an MMO. All right. Not that it is exactly like WoW, and I don't think that they pack in enough stuff as WoW.
Destiny 2 is not
comparing the two.
No, but like, here's the difference. WoW releases an expansion pack that's like $40 every 2 years, and it has enough content to keep you occupied for 2 years. Destiny, from the sounds of it,
releases a DLC for $30 that keeps you occupied for 2 hours. And then you have to wait a week for the resets to even replay the content to get the stuff, and it's not rewarding. It's just empty.
And at the same time, Destiny has, what, 3 playable classes? They have different specs or whatever. WoW has, like, 10 playable classes, and they all have three or four different specs.
Destiny, like, you can't literally
do everything on one character, and then switch to a different spec, learn it. Switch to the third spec, learn it.
Yeah, you can't
make a new character. Switch, do all 3 specs. Like,
you can't really customize your specs in Destiny. They come in like clusters, so you can customize it pretty much like 4 different ways, if I remember correctly. Like, you can choose one or the other ultimate, or you can choose one or the other grenade, or some shit.
See, I don't know how much...
That definitely was better in Destiny.
I don't know how much Destiny 1 and 2 differ, but I remember, like, Destiny 1, like...
Destiny 1 was, like, way...
2 different Warlocks, and they were completely different playstyles.
No. I mean, there's different ultimates and different quote-unquote classes for each different elemental type.
So, at this moment, there's 3 elements per class. Within those elements, there's 2 different ultimates.
Wow.
So... But both of those ultimates play differently, so it's like each class has 6 different potential playstyles, and with this new DLC coming out, they're adding
another 4th element. DLC.
So, but yeah, I mean, look, I'm not defending them. Sounds I'm just like saying that simping, this is man. What.
Dude, you're simping all night, Jesus.
I don't even plan on getting the DLC, because at this point, I don't want to buy a game that I'm not going to play. Which the last one I bought, and I never played it, and that's on me. And I just, maybe I'm not interested in it at this point to be playing that game. But I will say that, like, there are some of your criticisms have been fixed. That's kind of, that's my only point. Playing
behind a paywall, see, yeah. Problem. But
here's my problem with Destiny, Destiny 2. I tried to play it, and it was just like, it was extremely overwhelming. Like, everything that, like, just how it all looked. It's like Destiny 1, when you start. You get to go to this one planet, and you have to do shit on this other planet, and then it kind of like, you kind of get like used to everything. You're like, okay, I gotta do this on this planet. Like, oh, this is what all this shit means on my map. Blah blah blah. Destiny 2, you do the tutorial, it throws you in, and then like all the planets are unlocked. You can go fucking anywhere and do all this shit, and it's like, what am I supposed to do? Like,
good question, man. I don't even think they knew what you were supposed to do.
No, like, it's just...
I haven't played the free-to-play. Like, I already have a character, so I don't know what that's like for a new player.
Yeah.
As far as the free-to-play aspect, so I can't offer any insight there.
I don't know, you don't have to. I'm not playing it. I don't plan on playing the game.
That's fine. I mean, like, I'm not... Like I said, I'm not sitting here as a fanboy. I'm just saying...
I'm just
playing devil's advocate here.
I think the only thing you're arguing a fanboy of is, like, League.
Zach. I'm not even a fanboy of League at this point, because I haven't touched it in months besides TFT. TFT, but that's me.
A soft spot in your heart for League.
I just have so much money in it, man, at this point.
Same thing.
It's like League of Legends and Riot. That's like my pimp, and I have to report back to him every few months or so with my money.
Wah.
All right, sorry. I was typing something. I think that's probably where I'm gonna call the episode this week. I don't know much of anything that's come up recently besides what we had already talked about. Do you guys have any idea?
Yeah, I'm trying to think. Like, has there any? Oh, I mean, I got my cat.
Oh yeah. What did you end up naming your cat?
Squid.
Squid.
For those who can hear, it's squid, as in the animal. He got me earlier by saying quid, like Q-U-I-D. And I thought that he named it after the fucking nickname for the pound, the British pound.
Is a squid a mammal?
I don't think so. I think it's a vertebrate.
That is not an animal, friend. Or a, no, mammal. No, absolutely not.
What is it?
I think it's like, an invertebrate. Yeah,
it's a cephalopod, brother.
There you go.
Cephalopod?
Yeah.
Yup.
So, what? Cephalopod. Are fish animals?
Yeah, they're animals, buddy.
Okay, sorry.
Just not mammals, they're animals.
Yeah. So animals, mammals are animals, but not all animals are mammals.
Bro, what?
That's right.
What are you saying?
Sorry, bro.
What the fuck? It seemed like you had something going on there.
No, I'm good now. Animals are mammals, not all mammals are animals.
You can think there's animals, and then if you branch down, there's reptiles, amphibians, mammals.
What about danimals?
Danimals?
They fucking slap.
Slam a danimal now. Holy shit.
Bro, danimals. Yeah,
dude, that's
fire.
The best,
bro,
fucking yogurt.
And yogurt, bro, but danimals hit different.
No, I don't do go-gurt, man.
They do.
That shit was too.
What do you mean?
Thick,
too,
creamy stuff
is yogurt.
Right down your alley.
I mean, I just recently started liking, like, pudding.
Bro, it's not pudding, though. It's yogurt. It's yogurt.
Yeah, man, I'm not big on yogurt.
But why? What is pudding?
Why?
Because they're kind of the same consistencies.
Is it because when you really think about it, it's
bro,
just.
You know how much stuff has that consistency? Literally, like, fucking sour cream has that consistency.
Yeah, I don't like sour cream. I don't like that
yet
texture.
You like sauerkraut.
Yeah, I like sauerkraut.
Texture, what?
Sauerkraut and kielbasa, smooth? Brother. Throw a little spicy mustard on that shit. Throw it in the crock pot.
You're telling me, like, when you make chili, you don't throw a dollop of fucking sour
cream
in?
Nope, absolutely not.
It'll change your life.
For the worst.
No, bro, trust me, dude. It makes it, like, it does something different to it.
Oh, man, I really don't like sour cream.
Bro, throw
it. I've tried it. I don't like. I mean, I'll eat it on stuff. Like, if it comes in a burrito at Taco Bell or some shit, I'm not going to tell them, oh, don't put sour cream on there.
Nah, see,
because I'm an adult.
What they do is...
I straight do that all the time with my girlfriend.
Here's what they do whenever they make the burritos. They see, oh, this has sour cream in it.
They put it in the one corner.
They look at the burrito. They go to the far right side of it. They put it all on the far right side.
Yeah, no, it makes me cringe when I bite into my burrito and it's a mouthful of sour cream. I want to throw up.
Hey, at least you get that bite of sour cream out the way.
I mean, I guess, yeah, that I know it. I don't have to worry about it anymore.
And you know what the best part is?
What's that?
It doesn't matter which side you bite into first, you always bite into the sour cream side.
Absolutely.
Uh-huh. Either the bite and the thing. Or,
I could
or
unwrap it, see that it's on the other side, wrap it back up, and still end up biting into the fucking sour cream.
Bro, it's like a USB, bro. You can never plug it in right the first time. You can never bite a burrito without, like, at Taco Bell. You always bite the sour cream in. Never fails. So, yeah. That's it for this week.
Wait. Why did you name your... Like, realistically, you said...
That's cool.
Are you talking
about... He named it Squid because Squid shoot out ink that's black, and it's a black cat, so it's Squid.
No, look. No, I literally woke up and was like, that'd be cool as shit.
He woke up and said, Squid!
No.
And so that just went over, like, instantly well.
Well, apparently she said, oh, I already suggested that. I'm like, I don't remember.
Logan's over here with, like, one thing on his list. She's got, like...
She said, yeah, it was right after Oliver.
Yikes. No, bro, like, she...
How big was that one on her list?
I mean, it got marked off as soon as I said I didn't like it.
Okay,
but, yeah, like, because we were stuck on Bones and Vanta.
Bones.
Bones?
Yeah. So then I woke up and I was like,
should have named him
Squid. Would be cool. Squid would be cool. And then I said, hey, Squid. Squid cat name, I think is exactly what I said to her. I literally woke up and texted her Squid cat name.
Not,
she said,
okay. I want you to get a collar for that for the cat and just have it say Squid cat name.
I will do that right now, right after this.
Do
podcast.
Y'all remember the, real quick, the Danimals crush cups?
Those things weren't that fire. There's a reason they no longer exist.
No, I know. I'm just asking if you remember.
Hold up. I think I remember, but I don't.
What's his name? All right,
wait. Look, let's save that till next week. Okay. I think just talking about some discontinued food stuff, because I have some things to say about that.
Oh man.
I do as well. So we can hold that off until next week. That can be the next episode. Okay. well, if we don't have anything else to say, I think it's a good point to end it then. Sound good? All right. Thank you, everybody, for listening this week. And we'll see you next time. Bye.